Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning. Hope you're having a good one. It's starting off good, but it only gets better. Okay, well, today we have a featured artist all the way from Australia. Very funny lady and a terrific singer. I just imported some of her music for us today. She's also a comedian, a producer, and a lot more. Her name is V. Malnar, but she goes by the name of Anarchy. So let's hear one of her songs now. Okay, that's from her album F Anna Key and the Minority Group. Female are very funny. She did this great pilot called Rock Chicks. Check it out on YouTube. It is hilarious. Let's hear some more. Oops, this is too short, I think. Yep, that one's too short. Didn't come in good. All right, here's another one. Well, that was my bad. That downloaded in the wrong queue. I like that they say queue and not get in line. All right. I do have a comedy piece she wrote by Anna Key, also known as V. Malnar. You can Facebook her, V-E-E-M-A-L-N-A-R. All right. Let's hear this one.
Well, I don't go for those plucked eyebrows. I don't dye at all, work out for hours and hours. Don't compete with the girls in the fashion pages. Haven't seen a hairdresser for ages and ages, oh yeah. No, I can't comprehend liposuction. I'm not interested in brain reduction. I won't refuse ice cream and cake just to look like a spun out, tortured rake. 'Cause Priscilla and Diana, Liz Taylor would agree. Madonna is just nothing compared to me. I won't have to face cosmetic guillotine, 'cause I'm a natural.
Cause Priscilla
That was great. All right. And I'm going to try and upload another one while we're waiting on that. And thank you. We have a guest in the house. Hello, guest. Oh, guest gone. All right, that's the chat room for those of you who don't know. The chat room is open, so if you want to make your comments or post your events, that's the place to go. And now here's a little Japan import. Here we go. Let me just click on that. Fantastic guitar player who I discovered through my friend George Benja from the Mom and Pop Shop. every day at 4 p.m. on Hot Mix 106. And that's the Mom and Pop Shop's Facebook friend them. Every day at 4, George, a man of many voices. Yes, that was Katsumi playing, George. You can find Katsumi Yoshihara, and you can find his music at Reverberations. Also in the house, another radio show, Vicky Chats on Blog Talk Radio. Vicky, I don't know what time your show is, and I'll say it out loud if you post it. So put that on there. Oh, yeah. So that was a lot of fun. And we're going to be playing a lot of music as more people pop in to the chat room. Today, Funny Fridays, I got to get some funny going, I guess. So let's do a little funny here.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win, and step, and hit, and clench, headlock, and dominate, and sway, and glide, and sway, and influence, kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, apply negative pressure, positive power. Use leverage, hold tight, liquidate all night, and feel the crunch. And power lunch.
Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing
Arbitrage! Hey, Curly, you imbecile, what took you so long?
Coffee!
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop. Come on, kid, I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you fellas?
Mo, coffee, quick!
Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflados!
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick! Okay, sure, would you like a regular? No, Kenya! Kenya? No, make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot, Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How about a slappuccino? Thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya, Tex.
Touch, Cuball.
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Double hundred, one hundred, tira macarena. Bop to the bop to the bop to the bena.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aye, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
That was George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. Yeah, you can listen to George's many voices and his great selection of music that he plays all the time, every day at 4 p.m. at 106hotmix.com, and you'll even hear his wife, Lisette, get into the act, and his son. Yes, his son will have many voices, ever-changing voices, ever-changing voices. And let's not forget to give a shout-out to Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. She'll have somebody special, and let's see what she sent me today, who's going to be on this week. Guy Magger's Hollywood Journey. Guy Magger visits Movie Attic Headquarters on the 28th to discuss Kiss Me Before I Shoot, his entertainment memoir about working as director, writer, producer in Hollywood. Wow. How did he almost end? What? You'll hear how he almost decapitated Drew Barrymore, discover James Cameron, and put bullets into Johnny Depp. Ooh, can't wait to find that out. His numerous film credits include Children of the Corn, Revelation, Lookin' Italian, Stepfather 3, and Retribution. All right, you check out Betty Jo at Movie Attic Headquarters. And Vicky chats whenever she gets. Pick a time, Vicky. Just pick a time. I don't know, weekends? What works for you? You're on the other side of the world in Greece. You're going to have to pick some time to do your show. Don't you know that? Don't you know you got to pick a time? Okay, what have we got for you? I got to find something for Vicky now. Let me find something fun. Okay, let's see. Okay, how about something French, Vicky, to go with your diet? 2, 3, 4. George Bettinger today is going to be interviewing Carrie Louise, who has She'll be playing a catch in Princeton. So any of you fans, her husband's Tom Cotter. Not that that matters. You should just go see her anyway. But he's on America's Got Talent, I believe. He's a finalist. So we'll see what happens with that. Isn't that cool, Vicky? And George Benninger, you can hear at 4 p.m. 106 Hot Mix. Yeah. All right. How about a little me?
She's been on HBO. She's been on SNL. She wrote and performed on The Colin Quinn Show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to stage the fabulous Nancy Lombardo.
High energy. That was great. You guys, you're the bravest people in the world. You're like, I give you a lap dance, but I think it's been done. It's so great. The whole breath thing. Oh, I'm ready for breath. Yay! I, you know what? I don't think it's my girls. I don't think it's my breath. I think that this is the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day.
Yay!
And I don't think of these as breaths. I think of these as orbs of empowerment. You're in a grocery store. Excuse me, sir. Can you get me that? Excuse me, sir. Can you? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir. Can you get me that? You're agreeing with me. I like the little Heidi thing you got going on there. That's very nice, too. That's great. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. Me. I'm an age woman. Every time someone asks me, I take him a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French because I'm crazy. You're going to be so impressed with this. I'm getting nothing. We French have a sense of humor. We have to wear French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again. Never wanted to. God help it. I can't. I'm crazy. I'm Puerto Rican Italian. Was anything growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City? Never knowing when at any given moment I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jerk. My mother was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. Half the time growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She just turned to me and started screaming, "Listen! Mira, don't let that bed all right. Don't let that bed cut out. Don't let that say, so don't!" She's a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. She used to give me her glitches. And she said, nothing listen to this glitches is going to save your life. Mia, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. It was kind of tough, but it's fun. You know, you gotta go. This Heidi outfit is just getting me over. I'm just so feeling the hot chocolate right now. If you can turn the mirror around. But it's fun. Don't you love New York too? Yeah. It's great, right? Y'all from New York? Yeah. What's that? Okay. No, it's good. I love it here. It's like hysterical. I have a son. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. Boy questions of the other day, he goes to me, Mom, where do babies come from? So I look at his innocent eyes and I go, oh, yes, we'll be honest. I go, honey, babies come from absolute vodka. So with that in mind, I thought I had to be a better mom. So I went and I did a little research. and I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that really explains it all, so pay attention, Heidi. Okay, go ahead.
There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum. Like a million other lads swam around in boredom, a searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land, instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hand. Excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special laddie swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X, an X and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the moon. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin. That is how we all begin, that is how we begin.
When I was a little girl and lived in New York City, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villainess in the film was because she was that skinny little woman all dressed in black. Her hair, always in a bun. She'd always be standing at the top of a long, winding staircase, in her hand, a mysterious box. At the bottom of the staircase would always be a beautiful young woman who'd say something like, "Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?" And at the top of the stairs would go, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box, inside of it a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would follow the box, bounce and it would land on the woman's feet and go, and go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again. It's true. Are you guys dating? Dating? No, you are? Yeah. Yeah, it's hard dating. You know, my friend said this, you don't know what it's like. There's only two kinds of men you can meet. Those that come into your life, break your heart, walk all over you, and those not willing to make that commitment. She got so crazy, she went on one of these things called speed dating. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
It's where you go to a bar to meet a whole bunch of men in a short amount of time. In the 90s, we called that co-core. Yeah, you're laughing far too much at that joke. No, it's true. It's hard. It's crazy. You know why Miss Andrus slides this? Wasn't she great on drugs?
Oh, yeah.
She was the happiest I ever knew her to be. You know, she's like... And then she went into rehab, and it was just like... So I really missed that about her. And, it's a good thing. All right. I'm going to leave you with one thing. Mental illness doesn't run in my family, but it does hop, skip, and jump a lot. Thank you very much, you all.
Sensational sketch group, and they have headlined at just about every sketch festival in the country. They played in D.C., they've headlined in Seattle.
Enough about them. Let's talk about me.
Hey, you're listening to Nancy Lombardo, and this is Comedy Concepts. You're not listening to Nancy Lombardo's Comedy Concepts. Forget about it.
One way or another.
My buddy, he went off to do an interview. Today he's going to have the wonderful Carrie Louise. You might remember her from Last Comic Standing. She's going to be a special guest on his show, so be sure to tune in to Hot Mix 106. It's the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook. If you don't know, you might want to go there and Facebook friend them. Also, Vicky Chats. Go Facebook Vicky Chats as well. Oh, boy, a lot going on. Betty Jo Tucker every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And Movie Attic Headquarters, always a fun guest, always a fun guest. And what else have we got? How about a little Tom Carosa here?
Answer. look what you have found. Bring everybody down. Frown like puppies in a pound. I know you'll be around, not making any sound. You're so close to me. Soon we will be together and free. Tenderly.
Yeah!
I can tell by the way you're ignoring me that you'd be a lot of fun. Your faith in me is a little on the nursing side. Isn't get the goat out of the kitchen.
I have no idea what that song was about. Vicky, you? That's my friend Tom Garros, and I love him, and I said I'd play it, and I did. And today at 4 p.m. on the Mom and Pop Shop, Hot Mix 106. I need that second jolt of coffee. HotMix106.com, the Mom and Pop Shop. His special guest on the George Benton Show there will be comedian Carrie Louise. Well worth checking out. Oh, that George Benninger. What can I say?
Say to say good right, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hello, an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Love that, George. Love him. Terrific guy. Oh, boy, Vicky chats. Vicky, when she gets her show back on, do you have the other show still, Vicky, or are you just changing over your format? That's a very political show, very political. All the politics going on. I don't like anybody. Can I have 8 more choices? You know, running for president should be like, it's like they do the beauty contest. They should have it based on poise and talent, and then throw that all out the window for the swimsuit competition. All right, running for president. No women? Why is that?
Thank you.
president.
Husband too busy running for husband.
Fellow citizens, if I'm elected president, I promise to give you undefiably ample reasons to Edgar Biliac and Stella Fortinus. If you vote for me.
Elect us as president and it's more than you've done. You're getting two heads for the price of one.
Popeye there, hooey is a lot of phooey. What this country needs is a woman's touch. Now if I were president.
The people's church. What could be worse? If she was president.
Yes, if I were president. If I were president. If I were president. There'd be at least 10 months of June for folks to spend their honeymoon and night winds all would have the sweetest scent. If I were president. If I were president. If I were president. Silkworms in every house would grow and they would all be on the go in case there was a stocking accident. If I were president. There'd be lampposts like you've never seen. And streets would all be spotless clean. If I were president, if I were president, I'd have a cure that would work right for those who couldn't sleep at night. The time they stayed awake would be well spent. If I were president, if I were president. If I were president, the dogs whose habits all are strange would undergo a brand new change and all day ice cream cone would cost a cent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, each bus would have a smoother run with lots of seats for everyone. Apartments once again would be for rent. If I were president, there would be no wrangling anymore, or drumsticks that fell short before. If I were president, if I were president, I'd pick up feminine morale and get a man for every gal. More holidays would get my strong consent. If I were president.
Regime, the best president we ever had. Olive oil. president? Wow! What president? Olive oil! Holy Abba, holy soul of America!
Love that one. So much fun. You know, and they really, they relied mostly on humor for those cartoons back then, not on the animation quality. So, but I do love that one because they're too busy running after husbands. That's my favorite line that he says. But it's always fun. Hey, I found Anna Key. Anna, A-N-A-Key. You can find her on Reverberation, CD Baby, any of those. Look for Anarchy, and I hope I did this download right. Also look for V Malnar on Facebook. Here we go. As George Bettinger would say, he is looking at you, kid. George Bettinger's show today, special guest, Carrie Louise. And let's not forget my other favorites out there, Wacko Bob, where you been? Haven't seen you in a while. The Wacko Bob Show on BTR Radio. Betty Jo Tucker on Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4. Interesting guests. And don't forget to check out all of her blogs and writings. Always fun. And all the way in Greece. And on her first day of her diet, I believe, my friend Vicky Chats. Vicky Chats, I'm having my yogurt now. Well, thank you all for tuning in today. And I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. George Bettinger today, 106hotmix.com. So let's crazy scat our way out of here. Thank you and have a terrific day.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong. My lessons for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. Then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish. Not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
tonight, New York City time, 7 p.m. on RCN, channel 83, on Time Warner, channel 56, and on Fios 34. Have a terrific day. Thank you. Bye.